This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Guerrilla.
And good morning to Austin Pike with Big League Movers. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Excellent, thanks. I went to the gym, got a good workout, and I'm ready to go.
Nice.
So what can you tell us about Big League Movers? How long have you guys been in business?
So Big League Movers will celebrate 16 years in the Memphis area this year in July. I have been with the business since 2015. I'm the sales manager here. So I manage our team of moving consultants or moving coordinators, as they're called in our industry. We're a full service moving company. We do specialty packing, moving, we'll unpack. We are the only company in town with our own storage in-house. So we don't, third-party out storage solutions. We've really heavily relied on good word of mouth, referrals, repeat business. The company was started in 2008 by a gentleman named Stephen Reed, who is a Germantown native, went to Germantown High School, still lives in the area. And he had noticed in prior jobs working at moving companies that the industry as a whole just wasn't really an honest industry. And he really wanted to change that in Memphis. And he's done a great job in doing that.
Interesting. By not being honest, what are you referring to there? I'm curious.
So let's say, bait and switch tactics, low estimates resulting in higher bills. This is all really documented. You can, Google horror stories in the moving industry, even as far as, holding items hostage until, a bill that was not previously agreed upon was paid. That is something that we have tried to combat for the last 16 years, and we've done a very, very good job of it. Just being upfront and honest, having a quality planning period in moving is the game changer, right? Some companies really just want to, spend about 5 minutes with you. We spend between 20 minutes to an hour and a half with you, planning your move, making sure we've got all of your needs met, and really just going the extra mile before the move starts.
Very nice. And how big of a collective do you work with, and do you move all the way across the country or just local?
Absolutely. So we are what would be considered an independent moving company. So we have one location here in the East Memphis area. We started with one truck, obviously, as most moving company operations do. When I was here and when I started my first day in 2015, we ran five trucks. We have grown that to 22 in 2024. We are a local company, but we go long distance. Probably about 35 to 40% of our business year over year is long distance moving. We're a dedicated provider, meaning we don't combine loads. We don't send large semis to homes. And we'll go everywhere except for, obviously, Mexico and Canada and Alaska and Hawaii. So we've got trucks constantly, throughout the United States. And we're excited about what 2024 is going to do. We're coming up on peak season here. The moving industry goes as the real estate industry goes. So, the homes really look better on film and in the summertime. Kids are out of school. It's a good time to move. So really Memorial Day to Labor Day is where we make most of our money during the year. And we're gearing up for a busy one this year.
Very interesting. Can you move a car or a motorcycle?
We move motorcycles. Cars are something that we third party out, to be honest with you. We used to, if we had to transport a car, it would be, we might rent a Penske with a car tow behind it. We just found the liabilities really high. So, probably I'd say maybe 2 to 3% of our customers even ask us if we move vehicles. We've got a very trusted gentleman that does those for us.
That makes sense. What is your capacity for storage? I mean, it can't be infinite. I'm just kind of wondering how much.
Yeah, so we continue to outgrow ourselves in office space. We found in November of 2023, we just moved from 37,000 square feet to 55,000 square feet. So about, I think 47,000 square feet of that is warehouse space. And we do a vaulted system. So if you've ever seen a pod in a driveway, it's basically like that. It's a collection of pod-like units in a large warehouse. So we've got about 400 of those pods currently in our warehouse.
Is that temperature controlled?
It is climate controlled, temperature controlled, environmentally controlled. I found that that's very important. Now, the cool thing about our storage is also, like, you know, you expect your moving company to wrap your items, make sure they're pad wrapped, secured, reducing the chance for damages. Those items stay pad wrapped throughout their storage life with us. So three things, you know, the customer knows how their items are being handled. They know who has their items, but they also know that it's 24-hour surveilled, right? We pay a security guard to walk our lot. We have, you know, some odd like 50 cameras throughout the complex. So, you know, they're not going to a place where they can't really necessarily trust that their items are going to be taken care of. It's really done well for us.
Excellent. What about, let's say you had a museum quality piece of artwork. How would you handle that?
Yeah. So specific packing measures are taken when we're doing those. And, you know, if it requires bubble wrap or picture packs, or we've got several pieces of artwork in our storage right now. One of them is actually like a, I want to say it's like a 7-foot Marlin, like a taxidermied Marlin. You wouldn't be able to tell that it is, but because it's fully wrapped and protected and just kind of looks like a chunk of something. But yeah, we take very good care of those. Those aren't something that need to be kind of like stored closely to other items. We palletize those, put them on a rack, kind of like what you'd see in a very large warehouse, right? You can kind of get the picture there. And those items kind of stay by themselves. Same thing with, let's say, like particularly oversized items like baby grand pianos or treadmills or ellipticals. I've got something like a large, almost like a statue back there that just, you know, kind of sits by itself because that's what's required to make sure that those items are staying safe.
Very nice. Is there a limit to, like, a time limit that you'll store people's items?
No. I've got customers that only need storage for 3 to 5 days. I've got customers that have been in our storage facility for 2.5 years. I got a call last week of a lady that had been in our storage for right at 24 months. And she was ready to get those items back, and she couldn't have been happier with how they were taken care of.
Excellent. Are there any other questions that people should be asking themselves about moving that you might be aware of, but they might not have ever considered?
Well, I think that's an important thing to ask yourself when you are moving. When's the last time I moved? Should I trust myself or my own judgment or a company that does this every single day, with a great success rate? The things that I always tell our customers to ask for is the first thing is certificate of insurance. It doesn't take really anything to spit out those words, we're licensed, bought in, and insured. But the proof is really what's important. Making sure that your mover can provide a certificate of insurance, or what we call a COI. And what's on that COI should be, of course, significant liability insurance, transportation insurance. We carry workman's comp insurance for our employees, our movers on the ground, to make sure that they're fully taken care of, and that the customer's not at risk if a mover were to hurt themselves in a home. Also, maybe, you know, covering structures, right? We're in different homes every single day, so that's walls, floors, ceilings, door frames, windows, all that good stuff. You also want to ask yourself, what kind of reputation does this company have in the community? We're very proud of the fact that we have almost 3,000 Google reviews on our Google page. Those Google reviews are very important because, you know, we live in an era where, you know, opinions may mean everything. Nobody opens the Yellow Pages anymore to find a service provider. They go and take a look at past experiences with other customers, and they make their decision based on who has a great reputation and who they feel most comfortable with booking. We incentivize our movers on what we call a 5-star service. We've gotten to where we are based on how we take care of our employees. Our movers are paid more than anybody else in town. A lot of movers want to come work at Big League Movers because of our pay structure, but they may not fit the standards that we require on our trucks. We pay them a higher hourly wage than anybody else, but we also incentivize them monthly based on the happiness level of their customers. So they're not just getting somebody out, you know, out on their home that is looking to, you know, just kind of sit on the clock, right? Most local moves are done hourly. So you really have to be efficient in how you're moving because you want to save your customer money. You know, our philosophy is, you know, we don't need to make as much money off of every customer that we see. We want to provide them with a great experience because we know another customer will come and another customer will come after that. So, you know, that's the thing. Really get a good idea to ask the questions of how do you incentivize your movers? If you're not taking care of your movers, are they really going to take care of my stuff when they're moving them? And then do you have the credentials required to actually handle the items that you're moving?
Absolutely. Are there any special like licenses or things that would define like a distinction from other moving companies?
So we are, we're a part of MAR. We are a preferred vendor with Krylike and Keller Williams. Oh. We are an Inc. 5000 business, meaning that we are one of the fastest growing moving fast growing companies, period, in the United States. Other than just, you know, practical business insurance, right? You know, our business, you know, licenses, there really isn't. That's something that we kind of combat every day. It's, you know, the, I wouldn't call them pretenders, but people that, you know, it doesn't take much to rent a truck from U-Haul, you know, build a website and, you know, print a $14 t-shirt and call yourself a professional moving company. That, you know, any old schmo can do that, but it really takes the know-how and the business sense to make it happen and build something like we have.
That's really interesting. So how many moves do you think you made last year?
So we did 3,200 somewhere around that number. So 3,200 relocations last year.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, how would people reach you? What number? How would you suggest?
We can be reached at 901-486-6897. When they give that number a call, they'll hear Andy Wise, who is a consumer investigator here in the Memphis area. He'll let them know that they've made a wise choice calling the most reputable and a company in the Mid-South. So 486-6897, of course, with the 901 area code. And everybody can honestly reach out to me with any questions that they have. Like I said, I'm the sales manager here, and I try to talk with as many customers as ours as possible, make sure that our moving teams are taking care of them, our move coordinator team. And my email is apike@bigleaguemovers.com. I'd be happy to talk with anybody who has any questions.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpgermantown.com. That's gnpgermantown.com. Or call 901-350-6765.